mentioned in the beginning of the first shmooze that I'm somewhat conflicted. I wanted to talk about Mrs. Landesman, Allah Shalom, but given the situation in Eretz Yisrael, I felt that took precedence. I spoke about that. So last week, Rabbi Kaiser said the shmooze. I do want to go back and talk about Mrs. Landesman, Allah Shalom. I'll preface it with the following thought, two thoughts, or one thought together. In Tel Zeshiva, one day, some of you might walk into Tel Zeshiva in Wycliffe, Ohio, a little suburb near Cleveland, and you walk into Beis Medrash, and there's this big Beis Medrash in the back. Across the back wall, there are plaques. And the plaques start with the founding Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Lezer Telzer, Reb Lezer Gordon, and then his son-in-law, Reb Yosef Leib Bloch, and Reb Shem Shkop, and they have all the different people who the Rosh Yeshivas and Tells, etc. So you see each one has a beautiful plaque on the back of the Beis Medrash. There was Yisker said. So before Yisker was said, they would say the Kelmole for all of those plaques. Each one gets their own Kelmole. And before everybody goes out for the Yisker, everybody stands up. They don't call the Sefer Torah by Kelmoles. So Kelmole, you stand, you sit, whatever. These Kelmoles, you stand up. The Shivas saying Kelmole for Shivas. And each one, there's a special niggun. This tells, everything has to be done with a special Seder. A special niggun that they say at Kelmole, starting with the Blazer Telzer. And then they go through Rabbi Yosef Leib Bloch, and then Rabbi Avraham Yitzchak Bloch, and Rabbi Zalman Bloch, and Brother Meir Bloch, and Rabbi Shem Shkop, and then finally you have Rabbi Motel Katz, and you have Rabbi Gifter and Rabbi Bor. It's like it's a whole thus, my wife, when we first time she came to Tefillah there for Yom Kippur, so it's time for Yizkor, you walk out. So the Rebbe stopped her, says, we don't walk out now, you walk out afterwards, because as the Rebbe put it, Rebbe's husband, if I recall correctly, he says, you need them more than they need you. Stay. Okay. When they say the Kalmoles, after all of those names, they say Kalmole for a person named Moshe Helfen. He doesn't get a plaque on the back. Who is he? Especially now, for the people who are Moshe ben Rebellio, Moshe ben, I think it was Eliel Chaim, if I remember his name. Who was he? He was the fundraiser for the yeshiva in America. And he was after the Ramachlit, as much as Rabbi Meir and Ramotel built the yeshiva in America. Without Ramosha, Zichron Livracha, taking the responsibility of going day in and day out. One of the Yigalai told me when they went with him fundraising one time. So Ramosha was well into his 70s already. They went to Columbus, Ohio for 3 days to raise money for the yeshiva. The Yigalai says to me, he says, I'm half Ramosha's age. We got up and we got up at 5 something in the morning, we davened by the first minyan, and we went the whole day. We did not stop. 14 hours of fundraising. From house to business to business to business to business. And then we came back to the hotel room where we were staying, and Rosh sat down to learn, and I just went, and we did this for 3 days. He was a Yid who lived with a mission to support, that the yeshiva should have its support. After he was nifter, remember by the shiva, a person sent in a letter, I don't remember the details exactly how we found out about it, but person comes that he lives a large amount of where he went collecting in all these little towns in Ohio, which you've never heard of, that there was like one Jew there. I remember I was once called by the yeshiva office after Moshe ben Nifter, so there was a Levaya, they asked me to officiate by the Levaya. There's a Jew from West Salem, Ohio. He was the Jew from West Salem, Ohio. But he gave money to Yeshiva every year. and he was in Nifter. They brought him to Cleveland for Kavura. They don't need somebody to officiate. He didn't have a rabbi because there was no congregation in West Salem, Ohio. And the contacted the yeshiva, and the yeshiva asked me to do it. Rav Moshe went to him every single year. He went to every, he went up and down the length and breadth of these cities. So one person comes and he says, you know, he retired. Tells Rav Moshe, I can't afford to give you too much anymore. I'm not working anymore. I'm living on my pension, etc. Rav Moshe says, you know, you deserve to be a chelek on the yeshiva. I'm going to come to you. It turned out that the cost of traveling to that person was more than what the person donated. So Moshe didn't charge yeshiva, because you can't charge yeshiva for that. He wasn't making any money on it. But the yid should lose the schus to be, have a chelek in yeshiva. So Moshe pays for that trip for himself, that he should go to some who knows where, that this yid should have a schus. So he was put on this plaque. He's put on the Kelmole. He didn't get a plaque, but the Kelmole list, after everybody's finished, there's a special Kelmole for him, because he's the person who carried the yeshiva on his back. Okay, so here we are in yeshiva, when we have by the Yom and the Royim, those of you who listen to the Misha Berachs, so we remember the only time of the year we make Misha Berachs. And once on Rosh Hashanah, once on Yom Kippur, we make a list of all these names. Everybody who was like involved in the yeshiva, you know, so it used to be Reinemer, then they start with the Reinemer, then you know, Rebaran and myself and Merkin, da 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 da. And one woman is on that list, or was on that list. And that was Mrs. Landis. This is a person, together with her husband, the husband Chaim L'Chaim, who had a dream. She's actually was, her father was in Altamir. Right? Father was in Altamir, went to Shanghai. She lived in Shanghai. She was born in Europe. As a young girl, she went to Shanghai. She lived in Shanghai. As a person who was the musig of the chashivas of learning, married a yidat, Elanis Baruch Hashem, as a yidat Talmud Chacham. And they had a dream together with Rabbi Einemer and you know, Dr. Spetner. They had a dream about making a yeshiva here in this community. The yeshiva high school started 51 years ago because Rabbi Ladison went knocking on doors to convince people to send their children to this school. If he hadn't done it, it wouldn't have happened. There's a Woodside community, Woodside congregation that started in Summit Hill. Who started it in Summit Hill? It started in Summit Hill. There was an article on the web. Who started it? Who made it into reality? Rabbi Landisman and his wife. But more than that, they had a dream about a yeshiva gedolah. And when Merkin came along with the idea of a yeshiva gedolah, so most of the Balabatim said, yeshiva gedolah, we can't even pay the budget of the high school. How can we make a yeshiva gedolah? It's going to take away money from the high school. What do we need it for? What are we going to get out of it? And one couple said, yes, and we'll do whatever it takes to make it happen. So you're coming in later years. Mrs. Landisman took care of the dorms. Took care of the dorms means that she arranged all of the rooms. Mrs. Landisman arranged all of the cleaning of the rooms. Mrs. Landisman, when the cleaning lady didn't show up, Mrs. Landisman cleaned the rooms herself. She cleaned the toilets herself. She came in the summertime to save the yeshiva money. She rented out the rooms. She cleaned out the rooms of all of the stuff of the bathroom. It wasn't, and she put it into boxes and she labeled them. She did it herself. She cooked the food. Beginning of the yeshiva, who cooked the food? Mrs. Landisman cooked the food. Or she made arrangements for the food. Her Baron was living here the first 2 years. Her Baron was living as in his bachelor pad, you know, in the apartment over there, right? Who took care of Reb Aaron, make sure they have what to eat? Mrs. Landisman. I found recently a recording. Actually was on a tape. By the first annual Malava Malka of the Carlo. The annual Malka was called the first, because I guess they expected to have a second. But anyway, so the first, you know, the last person who spoke, Reb Aaron spoke, and Reb Emanuel Feldman spoke. And Rilan Feldman spoke. It's named after Amram Feldman, who was the, you know, their son, brother. And then Reb Aaron spoke. And the first thing he said before he spoke, I need to thank somebody publicly. Who? Mrs. Landisman. Because I said I couldn't function without Mrs. Landesman. Mrs. Landesman is a person who spent her Arab Shabbos making phone calls to every almana, grusha, sick woman in this community and other communities, because somebody's got to remember them. And she would call them. And she would call them, and sometimes they wouldn't get through, and they would call back. And the last half an hour before Shabbos, everybody else is like trying to do the last, she's busy doing the kitchen, but busy, you know, speaking to these women. Because she's a person who ate, drank, slept, breathed the Yeshiva Gedolah. And the reason why you're here, and whatever you're getting, is because of her. The stories which that you know that they add, you know, the amount of in the first 2 years, I think the Purim Suttas were by the Rishis, because she arranged it to be by the Rishis, but you know, she a lot of the food was done by her. But Erev Shabbos, all the Bachurim would come, and she made cookies for all the Bachurim. Erev Shabbos, all the Bachurim got special cookies from Mrs. Landesman. Like, you know, she was the mother of every Bachur in the yeshiva. One of the Talmidim wrote an appreciation. She was Nifteres Erev Yom Kippur. One of the Talmidim wrote an appreciation, right, about, he says, the most yeshivas, you know, you have a yeshiva, you have a mashkiach, because in our yeshiva we had a mother. So a lot has been spoken about. They spoke about the Espedim, they spoke about the Shloshim, about her strength, her munna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She went through, she was ill for over five years. The doctors didn't believe she was going to make it. She made it. She believed in the she had a munna bitachon, angeflanz in her bones. It was mind-boggling how much she believed that, you know, Beth Hashem she'll overcome it, and she's going to overcome it. She's going to do whatever it takes to overcome it. Then all the work and all the effort, the amount of strength of that little woman, you know. She's 5'9 and a half. She says, no, don't forget the half. She always used to say, don't forget the half. Right? That should be 4'9 and a half, I'm sorry. 4'9 and a half. But don't forget the half. Right? It was mind-boggling, the amount of strength. I mean, I have to tell you, when I get a phone call from Mrs. Landesman, I say, oh no, what do I do now? Like, you know, that was like, oh no, I'm in trouble, you know. Powerful woman. Sukkim and Mishle. Toivayin hu yivarach kinosim ilach maladal. When any person got stuck in the greater Washington area because they were on the way home and the plane didn't work out and they got stuck, they need to spend Shabbos somewhere, they spend it by the Landesmans. Toivayin hu yivarach. Pasuk says, kinosim ilach maladal. The Toivayin is a person who has an Adiva slave. Is that the Rebbeinu Yonah? He'll get a bracha because he gives to others, because he's a nadiv lev, he has a desire to give. Next pasuk talks about the opposite of that. Oyev tahar lev. Chayin swasab re'eyu melech. Zotar ben yonu. This person has true love. It's not because they're getting any benefits. They're not loving because they expect to get something in return. Either I've gained something from you, therefore I want to give back to you, or I see your strengths, your milas, and I love you for that. You have to love those who have your shemayim. It should be a true love, which is perfect. To go and do whatever it takes for that other person, to find what is necessary, and to feel the pain if they have a difficulty, because of the responsibility of Ava. That's Ahoiv Tahar Lev. Chain swasav, so I'm not sure who tohar lev. This person who's a tohar lev. Chain swasav lifnei oyav. He will have a beautiful way to speak to that other person. When he speaks to you, you'll feel that love. It says when it's a scene of the different pasuk. They say, and it's a quote from the Mivkar Panimim from the Rishon Ibn Gabirul, "Kishiskaimu hashroshim belvavos yira seifim el lashernis." When there's a true love, and the roots are the true love in a person's heart, you'll see the branches of it, the expressions of it, in the language of how they speak. Such a person, the king would want to have to be their friend. The melech has to seek out people which have true love, and they're very, very few. Only Isha Yosher has that. Because of his straightness, they'll love those who should be loved. They'll be mishtadol, be tarach b'takantoy. Amanash lo lekavu pras me'atoy v'kavod. With getting no benefit from it. V'chein yuchiyach hamikra asher hu acher izeh. And that's the next pasuk. It says, Einei Hashem notzru do'as v'salif divrei boiget. Zakir ben Yarno. Einei Hashem notzru das. Das over here means an ish das. So, Einei Hashem notzru das. What does it mean? Ish oyev hadas v'emes, which is called a yosher, misha oyev ha'yosher v'emes. Therefore, the Yirei Elikim are called anshei emes. V'hem oyev ha'emes. These people, Einei Hashem notzru, the Bereshit will be notzru those people, which are the ones who are in ish das. The person who goes after them, he will not be machtiv to Rosh. It goes back to the previous pasuk. The true way to come, the true Ava, the Zaka Tahara, she almanashal of the Kabbal Pras, Zulumidarek Ava's Hadas, Emes Vayosher, because you have a true desire for Emes and Yosher. That's you can come to the true Ava for some for people who deserve it. This will be a tremendous benefit for you to this issue. When you use that to think about your love for Kodesh Baruch Hu, this is not the place to talk about. Then he says back, it goes back to the pasuk before, but it brought the pasuk between to say that the opposite. Then it goes back to this pasuk, the toivayin hu yivorach, and that's the toivayin. Ayin Toiva, and then there's the Tahor Lev, which is the Lev Toiv of a person who has a true Ava for Emes, because it's Emes, sees the Milas which are in people, is willing to stand for the Emes even when it's not, when it's uncomfortable, and that person is able to have a love which is Shalom and Aslak Halba Paras. I have to tell you, you didn't know her. These psukim are a beautiful description of her. You know, I had a hesitation. You know, can you say this? Can you not say this? You know, but the Spadian, they said wonderful things about her. Nobody spoke about how stark she was. Nobody, that's like the conversation you had with her. You know, she would come up, Rebbe Rangel, why can't the Bachrim do X? Why aren't they taking care of themselves? Why aren't they? You know, why did this Bachur leave such a absolute horrendous mess? Why can't they be bigger mention? I don't have any good answers. I have the same question myself sometimes. But it came because she saw the Miloisim of the Bachrim. So Nassanel, her son Nassanel, told me that by his hesped in Eretz Yisrael, before the Kippurah, he mentioned this Nakuda, that it came out of her love. She saw the Miloisim people. But she expected. She wasn't machnif. It didn't color her vision. You know, she made an expectation that, you know, she can have a taina and still love you. That's a piece of advice when you get married. Because there's a Zohar which says the women, you know, are minas adin. So minas adin means that, I shouldn't say this, it can scare you guys off if you don't get married. Minas adin means, the minas adin never forgets. Whatever you did wrong, they never forget. The fact you did wonderful things doesn't, the mitzvah is not makabe laver. You know, you did the mitzvah, it's beautiful, but you did this wrong. And 17 years ago, you did that wrong. And 42, you did this, you know. And why can't you ever get it together? Where are they coming from? Because they don't love you? They love you very much. They expect more from you. B'shas Maisa, it's very intense. You know, and men in their wonderful way, like, you know, they just, like, you know, just back off. So they can't deal with that. And the woman, of course, interprets that to mean that he doesn't care, that he's not really listening, he doesn't care. So in her wonderful way, she says it again, even more intensely. All right, that's part of the, you know, that's marriage, okay. It's because she does believe, because she does care. And she believed in the Bachram. After that, she believed in the Bachram, and she kept up with the Bachram, and she cared about the Bachram, and she did everything for them. But it didn't mean that she didn't have expectations. Oh, my tata, you're wonderful, whatever you do is okay. No, that's not chesed. There's a tremendous pshat. We always talk about gemilas chesodim. What does gemilas chesodim mean, please? What does the word gemilas chesodim mean? Torah, avoida, and chesed. No. Torah, avoida, and gemilas chesodim. What does gemilas chesodim mean? Translate the words. Paying chesed. What do you mean paying chesed? Your goimel chesed. You translate in English. I don't know how article translates it. What?
Bestow.
Who?
Bestow.
They bestow chesed. Right. So we learn Torah and we daven, we say prayers and we bestow chesed. Limud haTorah uavodas haTefilah. It doesn't say this. It says Torah, avoda, and gemilas chesedim. What do you need the word gemilas chesedim for? What do you need the word for? So what does the word gaimel mean? Alright, so last week, Vayigdal HaYeled, Vayigomel, and she bestowed him, right? That's what it means, right? No, it doesn't mean that. She weaned him. She stopped giving him something. That's chesed. Imagine a child, you know, he's 18 years old, he's still nursing from his mother. That's not chesed. I'm giving him so much. I love him so much. Really? No. That's not a chesed. You know, my son, he's wonderful. He doesn't do anything. You know, I tie his shoes every morning for him. How old is your son? He's 25. You know, I mean, there's a problem. That's not chesed anymore. That's not helicopter parenting. That's like smothering. You know? The biggest chesed is to be gomel somebody. It's to make them stand on their own 2 feet. And there's constant, Kama Chazals about that the yisoid of the chesed of the Rosham does with the Bria. There's Chof of Doris that the world existed, Kilalam Chastoi, there was tremendous chesed, and the Rosham gave Torah, and now the world stands on our skusim. So we don't have chesed anymore. That's the biggest chesed. The Rambam says, Hilchos Stoka. The 8 madregas of stokah. The first madrega of stokah is the highest madrega of stokah is to give a person a parnasa that he should be able to not need your stokah. Teach him a job. So the mina is goimel chesed. You wean the person as a form of chesed. That's the biggest chesed. The person sees the milas. They see, and they're not machtiv to Russia. They don't share just to say what has to be said. Beryl Anderson told me that, you know, that she believed in the yeshiva. She believed in the yeshiva to the nth degree. He says, she believed in the yeshiva. I mean, she's a woman who's very connected to a lot of people in the community. He says, she always made a tonight kofel. You want to have her friendship, you got to support the yeshiva in some way or other. She slept all of her friends with the most illogical people to be involved in the yeshiva. to come to the banquets and to help set up and to help to collect the money and help make phone calls and help schlep clean out the dormitory rooms. Rich woman, husband's success, very, very extremely successful lawyer. A. B. Someone doesn't cover her hair. She used to slap with Mrs. Landesman to help clean out the dorm rooms in the summer. Why? Because Mrs. Landesman said to come. She came. She wasn't machtiv Russia. She didn't share something to say. She believed that the crown of this community was the yeshiva. And she wasn't embarrassed to say it. You know, you don't say those type of things as yeshiva because you're going to insult the academy, you're going to insult this, you're going to insult that, the people don't really understand. No, she didn't have any of that stuff. The academy is beautiful, so they help build the academy also. But there should be yeshiva gedolah in the community. There should be a mukkah where people sit and learn Torah and they steig and they grow. It's a true b'nei Torah. It's worth it to put the effort day and night to make such a thing. So it was ish oyev tohar lev chen tzvas over eyu melech. Because she was oyev tohar lev, it came from a taharas alev, a yosher, an emes. There was a chen tzvas of, there was a expression of care. And Re'eyu Melech, the Melech would be proud to have such a person as their Re'ah. Eina Hashem Notzru Das, a person with Shomer, this person who's an Ish Das, a person who understands, and they're not Machnif the Rosh, and they say the truth, and they care about the truth, and they see out of the truth, and they see the Milas in another person, and that's where they come with the understanding of, therefore they have a responsibility to love and to care and to take care. So Ben Yonos Taich, the Pesukim. I'll go back to that the first pasuk. What does Tov Ayin mean? So, Mishnah Novus. So, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai had 5 talmidim. Amar lehem, Tzu ru'u eizel derech yishar shiyidbuk bo ha'adam. He told us, Talmidim, go out and find what is the derech yeshara that a person should cleave to. Yidbak Adam. Be stout and cleaved, okay? Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ayin Taifa. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Chavra Taif. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Shachin Taif. Rabbi Shimon Omer Harayas and Nailud. Rabbi Elazar Ben Aruch Omer Taif Lev. Lev Taif. The morale goes to the Mishnah and explains one by one how each one, the mile that they said, was nichlal in the next one. So the first one is Rabbi Eliezer says ayin tov. Ayin tov humidah shagarm la'odam tov harbe. A person is an ayin tov. It's a tov levi. He's a person. He sees the good in everything. So what can be better than that? And from that attitude, he wants to be mative. Comes along Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua says chaver tov. So it's good. It's nice that you see like that. Do it. Be a chaver tov. Shachin tov is a person who's with you constantly. So the chaver tov, he's out there, you know, mehecha teisim, able to help you. The chaver shachin tov is always with you. Rav Shimon said, Ben Nasanul says, harayas anoyle. Kiras and masha anoyle liyos is meitiv macher. You should know every tov that you do will come back in some way to benefit you. Except for a tov you do with the meisim, everything comes back. She was a major member of the chaver kedisha, by the way. It's going to come back to you. So it's logical to be a meitiv. Harayas anoyle. Think about it. If there would be a world where there's no toiv, so we can't always be on the giving end. We'll be on the receiving end. If not ourselves, our children, our grandchildren. If I increase the attitude of Taiva in the world, at the end of the day, it's a better place for everybody to live, including myself. So Rosh Hashanah. Amar Belozer Leiv Toiv. Kasher Adam Baal Leiv Toiv Nichla Hakol Shogam Chesed LaAcher. Because the Rosh Hashanah only does it because he's a cheshvin, maybe he'll benefit from it. Leiv Toiv. Right? He says, well, if that's true, but maybe right now the disadvantages overweigh the advantages. The Leiv Toiv says, I always got to do. What's the first one? What's the Ayin Toiv? Tovan Hu Yivarech. I look at somebody else. And that's something better than me. That's something in a situation which is better than my situation. So what's my reaction? Baruch Hashem. I'm so happy for them. I look at the world with Taif. I have difficulties. What does it do with me? Why shouldn't I be happy if they have Taif, even though I have difficulties? How are my difficulties a reason not to be happy for them that they have Taif? Now, if you think about it, it's the most logical thing in the world. Like, you know, the opposite is called kina. And kina is the most illogical thing in the world. Right? So, they have really good, and I don't, therefore I'm jealous. So what do I get out of that? They still have their good, and I feel even worse. Right? That's very logical. I don't gain any more by being jealous. It just eats me up. Rekam tzamas kina. If I truly care about somebody else, I say, Baruch Hashem, you have good. What does it do with me? I don't have that. I wish I did. Okay, so Davna Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please help me. The kayach of an ayin taiva is to have a hanoa for somebody else's taiv, even though my situation is nowhere near as good as that. So who says that this concept, where do you find this side of ayin taiva? Where does it come from? It's a pasuk in Chumash. Zat Ramban, Parshas Kedoshim, fairly familiar pasuk. V'ahavta l'recha kamoicha, Zat Ramban. What does it mean? It means that you should forgive somebody else's, that they should have as much time as you have. You should be happy for somebody else when they have hatzalacha in banim, hatzalacha in mammon, hatzalacha in whatever it is. You should be happy for them. Lohasir midas hakina kina hamaguna, to remove this horrible mida called kina. That's the mitzvah of the recha kabocha. Which Rabbi Kiva said, that's the foundation. That's right. The kagod b'tera. The kagod b'tera is the kayach of ayin tova. So the pasuk tova ayin hu yivarach. That ability to see the good in others and be happy for their good. The midah of nidah says, I want to, if, as much as I can do, I want to help that. I don't have. What does it do with that? Kinosim milach maladal. So why am I telling you all of this? Because I want you to be makar tov. I want you to recognize that there was a very special woman who carried this yeshiva on her back for many years, lived with that responsibility. Whatever you're having right now, it's schus for her neshama, because it wouldn't exist otherwise. But at the same time, I also want us to think about it and learn a little bit. That a person can take a live like that. The Tovayin Hu Yivarach, Oyev Tohar Lev, Chein Svosav Re'eu Melech. They could be a tahara slave that they're able to see the miles in somebody else, want to bring out the miles in somebody else, want to do whatever they can to bring out the miles in somebody else, love the miles in somebody else, love them because they see the miles in somebody else, not stares to point out what the problems are and correct them if necessary. And there's zeichet to re'eu melech, even the melech wants to be their friend.